Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Welcome to the English We Speak with me, Beth.
And me, Feifei.
We have a word that means shocked or surprised. It can be when you're excited or when you're scared. The word is shook.
Okay, shook. Beth, how do we actually use it?
Well, it's commonly seen in the phrase, I was shook. Now, I know this sounds a bit strange because normally shook is used as the past tense of shake. But here it's being used as an adjective, similar to the use of shaken, and it's used for unexpected situations.
I see. So, the other day I was in a shop. I turned around and there was a man right behind me. I was shook. I thought I was alone.
That does sound scary. Something similar happened to me. I was here at work and I could feel that someone was standing right behind me. And I turned around and it was a singer I absolutely love. I was like, I'm shook.
Crazy. So shook can be used for scary and exciting things, but they're always surprising.
That's right. Let's hear some more examples.
Look at this pie I made. Isn't it good? I'm shook.
I was just falling asleep when I remembered I hadn't done my homework. I was shook.
I gave my cat a new toy and I've never seen her so excited. She was shook.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning the word shook, which is a word used to show your surprise or shock.
Now, here in the UK, this word is most commonly said and written by young people, especially teenagers, and it's very common to see it on social media.
Yes, for example, a video of someone doing a crazy stunt might have a hashtag shook with it.
I need to go and post something on social media, actually. And when you see it, you'll be shook. Bye.
Bye.
Du, sag mal, welchen Podcast hörst du eigentlich morgens? Mein Name ist Diane Hielscher und ich mache einen neuen Podcast, der heißt Länger gut leben. Eine kleine Nackendehnung machen wir da oder eine Atemübung. Wir nehmen uns einfach ganz bewusst Zeit für dich. Und dann startest du besser in den Tag. Und das Tollste ist, all diese Übungen helfen langfristig auch noch, ein längeres und glücklicheres Leben zu führen. Denn es ist ein Longevity-Podcast. Ganz neu, Montag bis Freitag, maximal 10 Minuten. Länger gut leben. Such das einfach mal hier in deiner Podcast-App und dann treffen wir uns da gleich morgen früh. Ich freue mich auf dich.